At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So do me a huge favor, guys. Stop mimicking people. Stop mimicking people. You are unique. You are special. You are gifted. I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you are in your current life right now. God's not finished with you. Your life is not over. The best is yet to come. I need you to operate in that. So you're going to surround yourself with great people, all right? You're going to immerse yourself in your work.
You don't know what your limits are, and you act like you don't have any. So I say to you, you have something special. You have greatness within you.
See, when I look at the things that I used to be, I look at procrastination, I look at scared, I look at being worried, I look at doubtfulness, and you need to say, thank you for getting me to this point. But in order for me to get there, I have to leave you here.
All you need, listen to me, is average skill, but if you got phenomenal will, there's nothing you can't do. If you die this very moment, what will die with you? What dreams? What ideas? What talents? What leadership potential? What greatness that you showed up to bring, that you allowed fear or procrastination to hold you back?
Start where you are with what you have, for what you have is plenty. You hear what I said? Start where you are with what you have, because what you have is plenty enough.
See, once you commit yourself, the how will come, the way will come, because you really don't know what you can't do.
When you start accomplishing stuff, when you start checking stuff off, when you get that degree, when you get that house, when you get that promotion, listen to me, when you live in it, when you in it, you feel like, I wish I could have this moment for life. Why? Because in this moment, because in this moment, I just feel so alive.
Your greatest leap comes in a combination. I'm complete and I'm ready. I'm complete with that and I'm ready for that.
See, 8 out of 10 millionaires have been financially bankrupt. 85% of people allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed.
We work, we grind in between time. We don't give up. We don't surrender. We don't quit. We see differently. Our perspective is different. And because our perspective is different, our outcomes are different. Our rewards are different. When we see trial, tribulation, we don't give up or give in. We know the blessing is on the inside.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Man, it's crazy, but you know, I had a couple things in my life that I wanted to accomplish and I didn't get them done. You know, and I know it's not too late, but I kind of like got to that point where it's like, you know, I just can't do it. Like I put forth a valiant effort and I just can't do it. And so he was like, oh, what was one of them? And I was like, what you just said, 100 miles, I wanted to run a marathon. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. You really want to run a marathon? And I was like, in my mind, yeah. You know? So he was like, no, you for real? I said, bro, I'm not as for real as I can be about something that I want to do but that I didn't do.
Yeah.
You know, so he was like, oh, okay. I just finished speaking. And so I was like, let me check Tim out. And so right after it was over, so he was like, all right, well, if you want to run a marathon, come on. And I was like, what? He was like, come on, let's go get started. We'll do it together. Mm. And I was like, okay, bro, like right now? He's like, well, if you want to do it, when would be the best time to do it? And I was like, okay, I guess now. You can't run a marathon with someone who's never run a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a better chance of running a marathon with somebody who ran a marathon, like who really has the mindset, like they ran it, so they know what it takes.
How many people in your immediate environment, those people who are in your sacred circle, represent people who are on the same mission as you? Or do you have a bunch of people on your list who are not on the same mission as you, and those individuals are pulling you down? I have cut off the people who are not on the same mission with me, and I've surrounded myself with people who have the same values, who have the same mindset, and people who want to accomplish what I want to accomplish.
And we go to sleep and wake up talking about the dream. We go to sleep and wake up talking about the dream. We go to sleep, wake up, talk about what we did when we first started. Talk about where we are, examining what we did right, what we did wrong. Listen to me, you gotta eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You gotta be possessed with the dream. And every single day, you've got to wake up and put forth effort. Because some days, you're not going to feel like getting up, but the dream is going to push you. You wake up every single morning and you go after it.
When you wake up, nothing is going to come to you. Nobody's going to give you anything. I still have to work. And when the sun comes up, I still have to get to running. So you've got to ask yourself, what's your why? What motivates you? What pushes you? What drives you? And if that thing is internal, if nobody has to call you, if nobody has to prod you, if nobody has to reward you, if nobody has to give you anything, if you are self-motivated and self-regulated, you can have it, you can be it, you can do it. Everything you've ever wanted, son, you're right there. Not only will you have what other people don't have, you'll do what other people can't do. In order for you to be able to do what you need to do like a Tony Robbins, there's some things that you don't have in your arsenal that if you can just admit you don't have it in your arsenal, then you can go get it. But until you admit that you don't have it, you'll never be able to do it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
If you know why you're doing something, it's easier to do it. When you don't know why you're doing it, it's hard. Or when the reason that you have to get up is not as strong as the reason why you need to stay in the bed, it's gonna be tough. I've got dreams, I have goals, there are things that I wanna accomplish, I'm not satisfied. Like, I don't sleep well at night. The bigger your dream is, the more effort you're gonna have to put in. I look around at other people who are living a certain way, who are driving a certain way, who are experiencing a lot, and E.T., I want that, and I've robbed myself. I have not been true to myself. I've not done the things I need to do.
There is absolutely nothing you can't have, nothing. You can have whatever you want, but listen to me very closely. You cannot, you will not have anything if you're not willing to put in sweat, blood, and tears. If you think you're gonna pay any other fare, you twist it.
I wake up every single day. I know what I gotta do. I know where I gotta be. I know what my gift is. I know what my purpose is. And I just need money to house all this. He has a dream and a goal, and he'll do whatever it takes. And I need you to understand that the bigger your dream is, the earlier you're gonna have to get up.
What's that thing you keep thinking about?
I'm telling you to dream your dream because I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want you to know how close, I want you, just like when the weather is changing, you can feel it. I want you to be able to feel when you're getting closer to it and closer to it. But more importantly, I want you to know when you dream your dream that there are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? When you said to yourself, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person that wants to accomplish it. And now I ask you this question, what do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? I want you to know something, that the bigger your dream is, I want you to understand the harder the grind. Everybody wants to be number one. Everybody wants to be the best. Everybody wants to succeed. Everybody wants to have, to be, and do what they feel they've been called to do. I'm walking out of here, next level.
Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us, and we don't believe that we deserve it. So here's what I'm suggesting. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, How many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? So I'm saying that as you begin to look at where you want to go, if you want to make it today, and things are changing so fast, you have to literally run to stand still. I'm saying that you've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Here's something else. Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear, limited vision, and lack of self-esteem is what keep most people doing things they don't want to do. The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling, they can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself, of not stepping out on life and taking life on? What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that?
What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. It's going to kick your butt? Yes, it is. Are you going to want to die? Yes, yes, that's a part of it. But that's just what you must go through in order to get where you want to go. And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. You're strong enough, and your life is worth whatever you have to go through to get past this addiction. Whatever you have to do, this dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it. So deciding as you look at your life, as you look into the future and say, what fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me? That's keeping me from breaking out. That's keeping me from living up to my true potential. That's keeping me from really being happy. That's keeping me from having a sense of adventure and excitement in my life. What's keeping me from controlling my destiny?
Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content? This is it. You don't have to do anything else. That you already resign yourself in life and say, well, I'm happy. Are you allowing yourself to get off the hook like that? Or do you believe somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there is some other great work for you to do? There's something else that life has for you. And that's why you're here. How do we handle this fear factor? How do we increase our self-esteem? You have to begin to fortify yourself. How do we do that? I believe that you have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. So I'm saying learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen.
Go forth in a spirit and a knowing that there's a way that you can begin to handle this. There's a way out here somewhere. There's a solution. What it is that you're seeking, that you have the capacity for whatever comes up to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful. Your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive. As you work on yourself, as you begin to acknowledge your true identity, the true power that you have, the true capacity you have to bring about change, the miracle working power that you have within yourself to do the things that you want to do.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
When I started thinking about becoming a speaker, I said, yes, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, Les. Hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage a business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you.
See, we all have some stuff that we've been given. I don't think that it's optional for us to sit on what we have. See, if you're sitting on what you have, what you've been given, I think everybody's been given something to bring to the planet. That only you can do that. Only you can perform that. Only you can initiate that activity. And if you don't do that, if you're not filling in your life with your life work or your mission, then there are gaps in your life. And what we do when we're not living out our true identity, we begin to fill the gaps. We fill the holes with garbage. Alcohol, drugs, worry, self-destructive behavior. So when you begin to look at your life and you know that you're not doing what you can do because you have allowed yourself to be held captive by your fears. Now, when you don't have a true appreciation and acceptance for who you are and you allow yourself to be immobilized by fear, what happens in the process is that you begin to abuse yourself. You begin to sabotage your life. You begin to sabotage your dreams. You begin to unconsciously work against yourself. You become your own worst enemy. So what do you do about that? There are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it. They're not afraid about tomorrow because of how they see themselves, because of what they feel that they deserve, because of what they feel that they can create for themselves. Because these people have decided, as they look at the future, as they look at themselves, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way for me to begin to create a way out of no way. And when you have that kind of consciousness, when you have that kind of spirit, nothing can stop you. Nothing. When you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for
things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal. There will always be a reason. Well, as soon as the children grow up, or as soon as I pay my bills, or as soon as I get my divorce, as soon as I get enough money together, do what you can, where you are with what you have, and never be satisfied. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight.
If I ask you, tonight, you're going to die. Would you not live this afternoon a little bit different? If I say tomorrow is your last day on earth, would you not wake up early in the morning and just savor that sunset, that sunrise? Would you not sit down and just have a deep, meaningful conversation with the ones you love? So Bushido goes deeper than just I'm ready to die for something. It's to live life in every breath. Is for seek a perfection in your manners, in your life, in your in everything you do, Bushido. So when people hear that at such a surface level, they're like, oh, he's willing to die for something he believe. Think about deeper meaning than that. Are you living your life today at the full capacity that you think you should live? Are you really happy? Are you really fulfilled? Because Bushido ties into Shinto, which is an old belief in the ways of the gods, where everything is spiritual, right? So the thing is this, are you living the life that you want to live? Or are you living a life off of survival, fear? Right, which a lot of us do. We live a life off of fear because we're scared of failure. And what does Bushido mean? To readily die for something you believe in. Can you imagine grasping that? And putting whatever is in your heart right now, I know you have passion in your heart. Without purpose, you're just aimlessly gonna walk through life. Right, without purpose, what is there? There's no fulfillment. Right? Without purpose, there's no fulfillment. Without purpose, there's no greater you. And what is the meaning of life? What's the meaning of life but to live and to feel what it means to fulfill a higher purpose? So I wake up early in the morning. I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. The reason why 4 o'clock in the morning is because, man, it's a struggle waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not, you know, it's not easy. And I still want to be challenged. So it's always climbing that hill, climbing that mountain every day. Step by step, we climb the mountain to the top every day. So the first thing you do, for me, was I wake up early in the morning, and off the Tibetan monks, they would throw their bodies in cold water. So I have a freestanding tub, 55 degrees. I throw my body in cold plunge right off the bat within the first 10 minutes when I wake up. Imagine how foggy your brain is when you're waking up. So if I ask you, hey, I want you to wake up in the morning. I want you to sit in meditation. You're not really going to sit in meditation. Dude, you're probably going to fall back asleep. You got to boot up that brain. Your brain is a computer. You got to boot it up. How do you boot up the brain? There are certain ways to boot up the brain. Changing your physiology. I wake you up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You're like, oh, dude, I'm still foggy. I'm like, okay, well, 50 burpees. And then you hit 50 burpees. That would change your physiology, wouldn't it? If I take you outside and I throw you in 55 degree cold plunge, That would change your physiology. So I need to boot up that brain. I need to wake up that brain. So the first thing I do is I'm going to change your physiology. I'm going to wake up that brain. Once I wake up the brain, I go and I sit in nature.
You've heard this a million times, that the cemetery is full of potential. And that's true. Because that person didn't do what they needed to do through the dash.
Dealing with agony and anger and anxiousness, and you are ashamed. If you want your future, you gotta heal. You keep trying to win, and you're wounded because you have not confronted the dysfunction, the embarrassment, the emptiness, the insecurity, the jealousy, the laziness, the loneliness. One of your superpowers is a made-up mind. One that is fully persuaded to get it done every single day, no matter the task.
I know it's gonna be hard. I know it's gonna be ups. I know it's gonna be downs. You gotta rise up. You gotta stay committed. Because a shark never stops moving or dies. I need you to become the CEO of you.
Yes, fear is gonna come. Yes, challenges are gonna come. Yes, you're gonna feel that you can't carry on. But you must continue to rise. You must continue to have faith. You must grow those wings and you must soar above and beyond the heavens. You must continue to rise.
To be a light in the midst of darkness. This world has gone crazy. This world needs you to rise up. This world needs your dream. This world needs you to achieve everything you got on the inside of you. This world needs you to be you. But in order for you to be you, we got to have you to rise up. I will be resilient. I will rewire my thinking. I will emerge. I will evolve. I will be immune to impossibility. I will be immune to the pain that is attached to my purpose. I will not be stagnant. I will not stay stuck in the mud that you left me in. I will evolve. I will rise.
When others think that you can't carry on, rise away from the excuses. Rise away from the substitutions.
You left me for dead. You buried my face into the ground! Did you think I would stay there? I must rise! This is for my future! This is for my children! This is for my destiny! This is for my legacy! There is no pain that is bigger than my purpose! I will rise!
And don't quit on yourself. Keep believing. Keep going up.
I will rise!